You're connected to NPR's All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. This show has grown into a wonderful phenomenon. Over the past year or so, we've picked up an awful lot of new listeners, many not NPR regulars. So before we start this show, I thought I'd quickly tell you why we do this show. A good deal of time here at NPR, I direct All Things Considered, National Public Radio's afternoon news program. You'll probably find a public radio station in your own town at the left-hand side of the FM dial. I select much of the music between news stories on All Things Considered, and I've been doing that since about 1989. All the letters, and later all the email about that eclectic music we play, is what inspired us to start an online music show. Each week, we feature a handful of music that we find exciting, and some weeks, we have special shows, such as our live concerts from Washington, D.C.'s 930 Club, like this week with the Decemberists, or a conversation with music critics looking ahead at next season's releases. We also have an open mic show every Wednesday. A crop of unsigned musicians are highlighted on our website. A few of those have gone on to better things. Sufjan Stevens and Regina Spektor are a few examples. This show grows and changes with suggestions that come from you. Be sure to write to us at allsongs@npr.org. Tell us what you like and what you don't, and things that we don't do that we should. Robin Hilton's our producer, and together we look at and respond to all the mail that comes our way. We also have a weekly newsletter with upcoming events on All Songs Considered, along with some music featured on NPR.org or music stories that you may have missed on the radio. So keep those emails coming and sign up for the newsletter. We start off this show with Ryan Adams and the Cardinals. Ryan Adams is a good student, and he seems to listen to a lot of music, studies it well, and then takes what he learns to make something new. Before the end of this year, Ryan Adams will release 3 new CDs. The first one is out, and it's a double CD called Cold Roses. And for this one, with his new band, The Cardinals, he must have been studying Jerry Garcia. Let's listen to Easy Plateau.
I want an easy plateau, some place to hang my head.
Ryan Adams and the Cardinals, his new band, that includes slide guitarist Cindy Kastaller. The new double CD is called Cold Roses. Ryan Adams is expected to release two more CDs this year. The summer's release is tentatively titled September, and this fall a set called 29. Amy Mann's new record is called The Forgotten Arm. The title comes from boxing, a hobby the singer's recently taken up. The songs on the CD are short stories. They revolve around the lives of a woman and a man that meet at the Virginia State Fair. In this song, the second song on the disc, the couple hops in a Cadillac heading down to the border. The song is called King of the Jailhouse.
The king of the jailhouse and the queen of the rum think sharing the burden will lighten the load. So they pack up their troubles in an old Cadillac and stare in the mirror asleep in the Mexico.
I need to.
Amy Mann, her CD, The Forgotten Arm, has the distinctive sound print of producer Joe Henry. Her band performs with minimal overdubs. The sound is muted and warm. The song we heard is called King of the Jailhouse. Doyle Lawson grew up in rural Tennessee in the 1940s, listening to WSM's Grand Ole Opry. The now legendary Bill Monroe inspired him, and like Monroe, he'd go on to play the mandolin and to sing, and boy, can he sing. Lawson started playing professionally by the early 1960s. He didn't have his own band till he formed Quicksilver in the late 1970s, but if you listen back to the bands he was part of, you can hear a rich legacy. He worked with banjo master J.D. Crow, and with Bill Monroe's amazing tenor, Jimmy Martin, and then later with the Country Gentlemen. Doyle Lawson's own band is full of splendid gospel harmonies. This one gave me the chills when I first heard it. It's called Four Walls.
Out where the bright lights are glowing, you're drawn like a moth to a flame. Steps in the hallway and wait for your knock on my door. Four walls to hear me, four walls to see, four walls to near me.
That's Doyle Lawson of Quicksilver turning the 1957 song by the original country crooner Jim Reeves into an incredible piece of bluegrass music. That's from a CD called Gotta Dig a Little Deeper. You're connected to NPR's All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. This next artist is, in a way, a story of love lost and rediscovered. 10 years ago, our producer Robin Hilton was at a bar in Athens, Georgia, where a young woman was singing. On stage, her presence was shy and her voice slow and sleepy. Robin was in love with the sound, and though he never saw her or heard her music again, he never forgot it. Cut to 10 years later, Robin's going through the All Songs Considered mail, and there it is, that voice. The artist is Liz Durrett, and her debut CD is Husk, and this song is called Slip. Thank you. Liz Durrett. The CD's called Husk, and that song's called Slip. The CD was produced and recorded by our uncle, Vic Chestnut. From Athens, Georgia, comes a band with an unlikely name, of Montreal. Unlikely since none of the members are Canadian. This CD proves my theory that you can, in fact, tell a CD by its cover. Lead singer Kevin Barnes' brother David Barnes did the wonderful psychedelic artwork. He also goes by the name The Bee with Wheels, whatever that means. Of Montreal's new singles called The Sunlandic Twins, and this song is called So Begins Our Alibi. Of Montreal. The song's called So Begins Our Alibi. I have no idea what that means. It's from a CD called The Sunlandic Twins. You're connected to NPR's All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. One of the better-known bands from Australia in the 1980s was the Go-Betweens, or at least that's where they got their start. They moved from their home in Brisbane to London, and they found a dedicated following there. The two songwriters, Robert Forster and Grant McLennan, each tried solo careers and then reunited in the year 2000. Their new CD is called Oceans Apart, and here's what I think is the best song, the first cut, called Here Comes the City. The Go-Betweens. The new CD is called Oceans Apart. Now the story of someone who crossed a different ocean from England to Chicago. James Elkington went to Chicago for love and music. He's chosen the name The Zinx to record under. His new recording is called Dimmer, and this song is called Breathe in the Disease.
Turkish dens, place your white legs on the brown sand until they match. send your visitors to hell to hear your tale. I've been standing in a gale.
The Zinx, from the CD Dimmer, the song Breathe In the Disease, cheery little tune. You can hear the influence of Soft Machine's Robert Wyatt on the CD, a very gentle and minimalist sound. And now a band that's thrown in everything but the kitchen sink. Actually, I'll have to check the 50 pages of liner notes to see if that's really true. The group's Negative Land, and the CD's called No Business, taken from the Ethel Merman rendition of There's No Business Like Show Business, which they cut and paste to have Ethel sing this. The booklet and the CD takes a deep look into art and ownership. This next piece, this 10-minute sound montage called Downloading, includes everything from Grammy Awards President Michael Green's speech at the recent awards ceremony about file sharing. It also includes music by The Who, Bob Dylan, Elton John, Roy Orbison, snippets from The Little Mermaid, and who knows what else. You'll get a good idea where Negative Land stands on this issue. I'm Bob Boylan, along with producer Robin Hilton. It's NPR's All Songs Considered.
Down. Another 10 in a row. Now. L.A. Flash.
You know, you're tuned in tonight.
Be careful.
You're tuned in tonight because you're passionate about the music.
Be careful.
That very special connection between the fan and the artist is an historically important partnership, one which enriches and entertains the public, motivating and sustaining the creator.
Be careful.
What does this mean? I'm totally clueless.
I will write songs for you. I'll be your silver spoon.
In recent years, industry consolidation combined with the unbridled advance of the internet has created a disturbing disconnect.
I am so out of the loop.
In our relationship.
I'm sorry.
I took your time. I am the poem that doesn't rhyme.
Keep singing. Bom da da bom da bang a bang diddy diddy poof in the cocky dooky bucky mini mini. Bom da da bom da bang a bang diddy diddy poof in the cocky dooky bucky mini mini. The hell is that?
Be careful.
Downloading.
Can you do that?
No question, the most insidious virus in the midst of this illegal downloading of music is piracy on the net.
Can you do that?
I got the latest, I can see on love.
I know I ain't much, but you can have me for free.
And trends say it's going to promise to get much, much worse.
Exciting and it's free.
Download.
I'm a Neil Diamond, Barry Manilow kind of girl, you know what I mean?
No request is too extreme. Anything your heart desires will come.
Piracy from poppy to trippy.
And from U2 to
piracy.
Well, U2.
Piracy on the net. It goes by many names, and its apologists offer a myriad of excuses.
So the pound
rip.
The pound rip is with the user rather than the fan.
Ripping of music.
Not the plan, not the direction.
Illegal file sharing.
Which, is the way it should be.
The guys have had the gun to the artist's head forever because they own the trucks, and suddenly the trucks don't matter.
And I think that the record industry should encourage fans to get more involved in music because that way, ultimately, lies the true dedication to music, and those people will be with you for a very long time.
Myriad of excuses.
Art has crime.
This illegal file sharing and ripping of music is pervasive, out of control, and it's oh so criminal.
Maybe he's right.
So criminal.
Maybe there is something the matter with me.
And it's oh so criminal.
I just don't see how a world that makes such wonderful things could be bad.
Ripping is stealing.
Look at this.
Stealing
stuff.
Just look at the world around you.
Stealing.
What more are you looking for?
Isn't it neat?
Stealing their livelihood one digital file at a time, leaving their musical dreams haplessly snared in this worldwide web of theft and indifference.
Wouldn't you think my collection's complete?
With the technology to deliver the product has arrived before the technology to get paid for delivering the product.
Haplessly snared in this worldwide web.
They're building a business
of theft and indifference
by facilitating the stealing of artist music.
Be careful.
So criminal. So criminal.
Be careful when you sing your songs. They are unlawful in this land.
Now multiply that.
It's easy.
The stealing.
By millions of students.
The stealing.
It's exciting.
The stealing.
And other computer users.
The stealing.
And it's free.
Now it's happened once or twice.
It's exciting.
Someone couldn't pay the price.
It's free.
And I'm afraid I had to rake them across the goals.
It's easy.
The problem comes in the sharp focus.
Looking around here, you think.
That's what I do.
Sure.
It's what I live for.
Be careful.
She's got everything.
In a couple of days, they've downloaded nearly 6,000 songs.
I've got gadgets and gizmos aplenty.
That's three kids, folks.
I've got who's it's and what's it's galore.
Songwriters, Lumiere, singers, Stephanie, musicians, and Ed. Labels, publishers,
hey gang.
The entire music food chain is at serious risk. Hey gang, the entire music food chain are in immediate danger of being marginalized out of our business.
You bet on a horse and it ran the wrong way.
Everything is
music. How many of you lawyers?
The entire music food chain.
One thing of a box. I got 20.
Music food chain.
But who cares? No big deal. I want more.
So much was happening here. One thing is
music. Everything is music.
The RIAA estimates, now listen to this, that an astonishing 3.6 billion songs are illegally downloaded every month.
Everything is music.
Embrace this life or death issue.
Did you ever get the feeling that the truth is less revealing than a downright lie?
There's no reality.
This grandstanding with legal matters is just what I'd expect from a...
Pardon? Some of the time. And you can't know it?
I am not anti-human.
I remember just someone had
said...
Art has grown.
The trial of the millennium is underway. And you viewers at home can literally keep track of the High Council's response by watching the verdict indicator. Blue means the vote is for a verdict of not guilty. And red means the... Forces in big trouble.
Oh.
Now back to the trial of the millennium.
And there is one.
As determined by
this problem's not going to be solved in short
we
order.
We haven't discussed the subject of payment.
But how? I don't have.
I'm not asking money.
No,
just a token, really, a trifle.
To help our fans.
What I want from you is...
That would be you.
Your voice.
But without my voice.
And you shouldn't face it, except when you should, if you feel like it.
Go ahead. Make your choice.
About half the people stood up. I am so out of the loop.
It don't cost much. Just your voice.
The internet is totally upsetting the entire business model of the music industrial complex.
You've got to pay the toll. Take a gulp and take a breath and go ahead and sign the score.
That's it.
We got
it.
Now I've got her, boys.
The boss is on a roll.
To embrace this life or death issue.
If men fail to discover living ideas
and support our artistic community,
they will keep moving by the guidance of dead ones.
By only downloading your music from legal websites.
As they are doing today.
That will ensure that our artists reach even higher.
They will keep following
and deservedly get paid
by inertia
for their work.
The principles they have already institutionalized.
Thanks.
Wanted to get the free Grammy gift bag, so they threw me a line.
Big round of applause for all of these folks, ladies and gentlemen.
Still, somehow, I don't feel like the most popular guy in the room.
Yes, you are.
It's the graveyard of the civilization that shot from under us. The world of outmoded ideas. That's where I belong.